Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame. A small business advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend and an original member of the Brain Trust, an original member of the show, basically. And she's our good friend. She's, I think I mentioned, the president and the founder of the AAHBB. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm always glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Now, you guys have gotten, what, 40 inches of snow?
Well, we had 40 inches of snow about a week ago.
You're up in upper Maryland, right?
That's correct. Western Maryland. As far west as you can get in Maryland, it'll still be in Maryland.
So you guys have gotten bombed, but if you're in the skiing business up there,
right,
the winter sports business, you guys have, the people up there have had a great time, haven't they?
They have. The skiing has been wonderful. A few times my husband's been able to get out and do the downhill. It's been very enjoyable. We've done some cross country, and yeah, it's just getting to be a little bit much when we've had over 200 inches of snow already this season. And
what?
Yeah. We're over 200 inches.
I didn't know that.
For the year, right.
Yep. Holy mackerel.
And our average is only 90, so it's,
yeah,
we haven't quite broken the record yet, but I imagine we will before the year's over.
What do you do about cabin fever?
Get out of the cabin.
Yeah.
Even if it means putting on the cross-country skis and skiing down the street. You talk to neighbors, and you know, everybody comes out and cleans off their cars, and you go out and dig out your driveways, and everybody else is out digging out their driveways. So, you know, you sort of make it a party, like everybody does,
right,
when something like this happens. And,
right.
You know, you you do get cabin fever, but you know it's going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
Well, and folks, if you thought, how in the world was I going to connect this to home-based business, me being the king of Segway and all, sometimes home-based business owners, when there's no snow, can get cabin fever too, can't they?
Mm-hmm. That they can, and you really, really need to try and get out of the office on a regular basis. You know, of course, things have changed over the years. I've been working in the home-based industry. It used to be that I would tell people you need to get out to connect face-to-face with your customers, your potential customers, your current customers, your marketing buddies, whoever it was. And things have changed. The Internet has changed dramatically the way a lot of people do business. And for some people, they never see the face of their clients. They do everything over the Internet. But I still think that's a small portion of the actual number of people who are running businesses from their home. And so there's still need to get out. Even those people who do everything on the Internet, get their clients on the Internet, do all their work on the Internet, I still think you need human contact.
Well, see what happens. It's more insidious now than it ever has been before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I were home-based businesses when we were lucky to have a fax machine.
Right.
And so a long, long time ago, Beverly was only about five in those days. But but the thing is, Beverly, is that nowadays the insidious part is email.
Right.
And you get stuck to your email. You think you can't get very far away from your email now. Now technology has helped to solve that. So if you're feeling like you're being bound up, you're feeling like you're being tethered to email, that technology has the answer. Get a Palm Pilot, or get a BlackBerry, or get some kind of a device, telephone that allow you to pick up your email, so you don't have to feel like you've got to sit there by your computer on the desk.
That's exactly right. You know, I have done a number of workshops for groups that need businesses that are portable. World Bank spouses, you know, spouses of employees of World Bank, and military spouses. They say, you know, I really need to be able, but I'm afraid that if I build up a client base here, you know, I'm going to have to start all over at the next place. Well, the technology says, no, you don't have to do that. Your business can follow you wherever you need to go because of all this wonderful technology, but don't get tied down to your office, to the equipment. Even when you get out, and I suggest that you go out as often as possible, several times a week to business meetings, chamber meetings, and so forth, take your Palm Pilot, take your cell phone with you, but either turn them down so that they're not always interrupting.
Right.
Don't be tied to them, in other words. You still need that human contact. You need the exchange of ideas in real time that is very, very hard to get with the technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but the main thing is that we've gone from having very little technology, at least the kind of technology other than the phone, waiting on the phone to ring.
Right.
We've gone from that, keeping us sort of in the office, and being a little easier to get out of the office because we weren't necessarily waiting on something to pop up on the screen any minute. But we've gone from that to feeling like we had to stay there.
Right.
But now with the new technology, folks, that allows you portability. And this, Beverly, the telecommunications industry is providing us with technological convergence in front of our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you seen the commercials where the people have the photograph? I mean,
right.
the camera on the,
yeah.
on the phone,
right.
And you zap a you take a picture and you send it to somebody.
Right.
I mean, yeah, here's somebody out there at a ball game. Take a picture of the grandchild and they send it to grandma.
Uh-huh.
While the little kid's playing the game, you know.
Right.
So that's technological convergence in front of our very eyes. And of course, mm-hmm. it's happening on a number of different levels, not just in telecommunications, but that's one of the most dramatic and one of the most exciting parts of it. But all of that has really, boy, think about how much fun you and I could have had all those years ago when we started out being home-based if we'd had all these toys.
Well,
of course, in those days, the truth is, folks, in those days, I couldn't have been able to have afforded most of them.
Right. I was just thinking the same
and so that is another thing. I mean, I'm sure there are home-based business owners right now, Beverly, saying, well, that's easy for you to say blasting game. You know, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I'm going to, you know, pay the rent.
Exactly.
And I'm not sensitive to that, folks. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, but the important thing is that the technology is there. The prices are coming down tremendously. I want to get back to the getting out of the office, though, because that's still important. And when you take the technology with you, how do I say this? Maybe I don't need to be polite. Don't make that more important than the personal contact you and I are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to meetings, to networking events, where I was in the midst of talking to somebody, and suddenly they reach in their pocket and go, oh, my telephone's vibrating, I've got a call.
Yeah.
You know, they turned the ringer off so it wouldn't disturb us,
right.
But they still are attached to this thing like an umbilical cord.
And they didn't even, you know, sometimes people will look, and they might even say, I'm expecting a call I may have to take.
Right.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes they won't even look to see who it is. They'll just answer it.
Exactly.
We need to jettison those kind of folks from our lives. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. We're right back after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, aahbb.org. Check that out when you get a chance, too. It's an outstanding site. I know a lot of people use it because a lot of them come to my site from there. And so, Beverly, I know you're getting a lot of traffic there, and I know that you're doing a good job with that organization. Beverly, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If you were starting a home-based business right now and you were mm-hmm. going to buy a computer,
mm-hmm.
would you buy a desktop PC or would you buy a notebook, a laptop?
Well, it would depend a lot on my business. If I were starting out in the desktop publishing the way I did 15 years ago, I'd buy a desktop.
Uh-huh.
But just about anything else, I mean, with my speaking and consulting business and the other things that I'm doing, I would definitely buy a laptop.
More and more people are,
mm-hmm.
you know it?
Yep.
And of course, I think one of the reasons is because most people have some kind of a desktop unit.
Right.
But one of the reasons why I would lean toward my only computer now, today, if I were doing it for the first time, being a laptop, is because of Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
802.11b, folks, is the technical name of wireless fidelity. And the reason I say that, Beverly, is because I have one now.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I bought a new laptop. I've mentioned this on the show before. New IBM T30, a titanium laptop, mm-hmm. a notebook computer. But when I bought it, I said, you know, I don't know if I want Wi-Fi or not, so I'm going to get it where I can just add it.
Ah.
But then before I ordered it, I said, wait a minute. I'll probably need that before too long. Let me just go ahead and get it, and I'll forget about it. So I paid an extra little bit for it, $150 or so for the Wi-Fi capability.
Mm-hmm.
I needed it the first day.
Wow.
And the thing is that more and more, Beverly, every day, more and more places are becoming what's called hotspots. And that means that you can go there with your Wi-Fi enabled laptop and get online to high-speed internet, get your email, you can surf, you can make presentations off, you know, over the internet, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And you can go down to the coffee shop, which may be a hot spot. My point is that many of your customers, your clients may have wireless hotspot. More and more of their offices will become hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
For wireless capability.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that this is another way for you to be able to be portable and mobile with your business. You don't have to stay home. You don't have to rent an office downtown. You can go to your customers and your clients' offices if the Wi-Fi capability is there. And all I'm getting at is there a lot of there's still a long way to go, but more and more every day, people are adding this wireless mm-hmm. capability to their offices. It doesn't cost very much.
Well, I think that's probably one of the things that overwhelms people more than anything else is the technology. And it certainly has been the boon to home-based business industries as well as the non-home-based. It's really allowed us to be home-based businesses. But it becomes overwhelming. I think probably the most important thing you said was that when you first ordered it...
You mean of the many things? Of the many important things?
Yes, of course. Was that it was something you could add on at a reasonable cost in the
yeah.
future if you decided you needed it.
Get your unit enabled for access to
yes. that. Yes. That's one of the things that when we talk about, you know, what office equipment to buy when you're starting up a home-based business, I tell them, buy the best you can afford and the most expandable. Because the technology is changing so rapidly, it makes your head spin some days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest problems for people starting out in home-based businesses, particularly when they have limited resources, perhaps, and they want to make sure they're spending it wisely. And they'll come to me and say, okay, they've got these new titanium Wi-Fi computers out here, you know, and I think it would really be good for my business, but, you know, for $1,000 less, I can buy this.
Right.
You know, what should I do?
Right.
Well, take a look at the cheaper, the less expensive one. I hate mm-hmm. to say cheaper. The less expensive one, does it have the capabilities to upgrade to this
it's
other gotta one?
Fit, it's got to fit your budget, though.
Exactly.
And there's no question about it. But the thing is, you got to decide where your priorities are.
Yes.
You know, could you eat a, you know, maybe if you could eat bologna for a couple of weeks, you could afford, you know, to go up a little bit. The only reason I mention the titanium, the only reason I use that term, and because that's what this, how this is made,
right,
is because
right.
it's light.
Yes.
It weighs about 5 pounds. That was the only thing. And if you're doing very much traveling, that makes it really handy. The main thing that I'm trying to get across, Beverly, is that there is now the technology
yes.
to really allow you to bust out of the house and go almost anywhere. The technology is there now. Now the accessibility to connectivity
mm-hmm.
is still there. You can obviously go to Hardwire, but more and more places over the next year, 2-3 years, folks, more and more places, Beverly, are going to be hotspots. Because you know what? If you're connected to DSL right now, you're $139 away from having a hotspot wireless system around your house
mm-hmm.
or right. your office.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing, Beverly, pardon me, the other thing is you can go out in the yard with these things.
Hmm.
How about that for getting out of the house?
Gee, you mean my outdoor office on the deck?
Yeah, you could take it right out there. Think about how that would change your perspective.
Which I do with my laptop anyway.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful, that flexibility. The technology is wonderful. I mean, we just can't get away from the fact that it has made us such a more efficient environment in the home-based business industry.
No question.
I love it.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Next time you join us in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about building your office, your perfect home office, right?
That's right.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. Thanks, Bev. See ya.
Thank you.
29 After. Going to be right back with a new friend, Monica Langley. We're going to go all the way to Wall Street and talk about some big boardroom stuff with Monica. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.